Washington. Early evening, bad March weather. But the Hay Adams Hotel, where Daniel Quinn was staying, was only a short walk from the White House. Quinn liked the Hay Adams, the wonderful antiques, the plush interior, the restaurant. Because of the hotel's location, they all came there, the great and the good, the politicians and the power brokers. Daniel Quinn didn't know where he fitted in on that spectrum anymore, but he didn't much care. He just liked the place. Quinn stepped outside, and the doorman said, "I heard you were here, Senator. Welcome back. Will you be needing a cab?" "No, thanks, George. The walk'll do me good."
"At least take an umbrella. The rain might get worse."
"I insist, Sergeant." Quinn laughed. One old Vietnam hand to another. George took an umbrella from his stand and opened it.
"We saw enough of this stuff back in the jungle, sir. Who needs it now?"
"That was a long time ago, George. I had my 52nd birthday last month."
"Senator, I thought you were 40.
Quinn laughed, suddenly looking just that. "I'll see you later, you rogue." He crossed to Lafayette Square, and George was right, for the rain increased, sluicing down through the trees as he passed the statue of Andrew Jackson. It gave him the old enclosed feeling, the man who had everything, money, power, a beloved daughter. And yet, too often these days, he felt he had nothing. It was what he called his "what's it all about" feeling. He was coming to the other side of the square, lost in his own thoughts, when he heard the voices. In the diffused light from a street lamp, he saw them clearly enough, two street people wearing bomber jackets, wet with the rain, talking loudly. They were identical except for their hair. One had it down to his shoulders, the other had his skull shaved. They were drinking from cans, and as one of them kicked an empty out of the sidewalk, he saw Quinn and stepped in his way.
"Hey, bitch, where'd you think you're going? Let's see your wallet, man."
Quinn ignored him and moved ahead. The one with long hair produced a knife, and the blade jumped. Quinn closed the umbrella and smiled. "Can I help you?" he said.
"Yay, give me your money, asshole, unless you want some of this."
He waved the blade in the air. Shaven Head was next to Long Hair now, and he laughed, an ugly sound. And Quinn swung the umbrella, the tip catching the man under the chin. He dropped to one knee, and Quinn stamped in his face, suddenly 30 years younger, a Special Forces sergeant in the Mekong Delta. He turned to the one with the knife.
"You sure about that?"
The knife swung as Quinn grabbed the wrist, straightened the arm, and snapped it with a hammer blow. The man screamed and staggered back, and as the other started to get up, Quinn stamped in his face again.
"Just not your night, is it?"
A limousine braked hard, and the driver came out, producing a Browning from under his left arm. He was very big and very black, and Quinn knew him well. Clancy Smith, an ex-Marine and the President's favourite Secret Service man. His passenger, who joined him, was just as familiar. A tall, handsome man around Quinn's age, his hair still black, named Blake Johnson. Johnson was the director of the General Affairs Department at the White House, though everyone who knew about it, which wasn't many, just called it the basement.
"Daniel, are you okay?" Blake asked.
"Never been better. What brings you here?"
"We decided to come pick you up, though I should have guessed you'd be walking even on a night like this. The hotel told us we just missed you."
He surveyed the scene.
"Looks like you've been having a little excitement."
The two men were on their feet now and had retreated under the trees. A sorry sight. Clancy said,
"I'll call the police."
"No, don't bother," Quinn told him. "I think they got the point. Let's go."
He got in the rear of the limousine and Blake followed. Clancy got behind the wheel and drove away. He was quiet, except for the whimpering of Shaven Head.
"For God's sake, shut up," the other one said.
"He broke my nose."
"So what? It's going to spoil your pretty face? Give me a cigarette."
Half a block away, another limousine sheltered under the trees. The man who sat behind the wheel was of medium height, around 30.